When I was little, almost every night before bed, I requested that my mom read me the Bible story, David and Goliath, out of a little picture book that we had. For those of you that don't know or may have forgotten the story, it goes like this. A young, small David from Bethlehem offers to go up against Goliath, a Philistine giant. David only has a sling and stone in hand and defeats Goliath with one shot to his forehead, resulting in him falling face down to the ground. I love the bright, colorful pictures in the storybook, along with the lift-the-flap aspect, but most of all, I love David. Something was really amusing to me about the fact that he was such a small person but performed such a big feat. I'm so glad that my mom read me this story so often because it became such a large part of me. I understood that there would be hardship, but not anything that can't be overcome with the help of God. One of my favorite quotes is, "Sometimes God will put a Goliath in your life for you to find the David within you." Everyone has struggles and trials in their life that seem impossible to overcome. Part of my metaphorical Goliath is my struggle with anxiety. This is sometimes difficult to talk about. Many people don't have an issue sharing about physical illness, but when the conversation switches to mental health, it gets a little bit harder. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. You might not be aware of this fact, but about 1 in 5 adults experience mental illness in a given year. That statistic shows us that everyone is affected by mental illness in their lifetime, whether that be through personal experience or through that of a loved one. A goal of Mental Health Awareness Month is to bring attention to the impact mental health has on our communities and decrease stigma. In my experience, it is hard to wake up day after day only to feel you are being pushed down again. But that is where coping skills come into play so we can push back harder against these anxious thoughts. Prayer is a very powerful tool for me in grounding myself. One of my favorites to repeat in my head is a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Along with prayer, running and walking has helped me immensely. Aside from just being a healthy outlet, long runs or walks gave me time to pray and talk to God while looking at nature. My anxiety increased when my family moved to Toledo when I was 12 due to my dad's job. As anyone who has ever moved knows, moving can be hard, and this proved to be true for me. My closest friends I made were in Indiana, and I knew it would be difficult to make new friends in Ohio. Branching out was a difficult task, both in church and school. I still remember the first day I attended SWAT, I was so nervous I could barely breathe. But the adult leaders, Bob and Chuck, were so welcoming and friendly, I was slowly comforted. As the weeks went by, and I attended Donuts in the Bible and youth group, it started getting easier and easier, and I made friends. After all, it's extremely difficult not to make friends when you are sitting with 5 to 6 other strangers on a trip in a van together. The other adult leaders and kids at SWAT weren't strangers for long. To me, SWAT means a family that I feel blessed to be a part of. Without SWAT, I know I wouldn't be the person I am today. Through involvement in youth group, I have gained so many positive experiences. Examples are the multiple notebooks full of ideas from evening devotionals, making renovations and painting rooms, or serving in other communities. I'm a new and better person because of SWAT. My brother Weston read from Psalm 118, verse 24. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Not all days is it easy for us to feel like rejoicing. It's as simple as that. With changing moods and circumstances, a lot of the time the world can feel completely dark. Yet we can relate to the psalmist because no matter how they felt, they were honest with God. As they talk to God, their prayers close with praise. God will give you a reason to rejoice if we tell him how we truly feel. I keep a gratitude journal, writing 3 things I am grateful for daily. This helps to put things into perspective for me and be reminded of how much I have to be thankful for. God has given us this day to live and serve him, so we have a reason to be glad. Being glad can be a real challenge, though. There are many days in our lives that we do not feel very strong at all. Life can be so stressful and so painful that strength seems like a very distant thought. But in our weakness, I am sure that God can use us to help others that are also struggling in our community. Maybe sometimes having super strength doesn't look so super at all, kind of like David and his sling. Maybe this means getting up every day when we would much rather stay in bed and pressing on and being faithful to God in the small things of everyday life. Maybe embracing the new day with thankfulness and having the strength to get up every day is a superpower, and that is enough. Amen.